Radio Prague News. A monument was unveiled in Prague on Friday to honour a Pole who died in 1968 after setting himself on fire to protest the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. Czech MPs will no longer be paid for being on the supervisory boards of state-run companies and institutions. And the head of the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, Ivan Hodač, is a hot candidate for the post of State Secretary for EU Affairs. Senior Czech and Polish officials on Friday unveiled a monument in Prague honouring a Pole who died in 1968 after setting himself on fire to protest the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. The monument commemorates Ryszard Ciwiec, who set himself alight on September 8th of 1968 in a packed stadium in the Polish capital Warsaw, where a crowd of 100,000, including senior communist leaders, were attending a festival. Poland's communist regime took part in the invasion, sparking the desperate step by Ciwiec, a veteran of the non-communist World War II resistance. The father of five died of burns on September 12th of 1968. Czech MPs will no longer be paid for being on the supervisory boards of state-run companies and institutions, Prime Minister Petr Nečas told Friday's Hospodářské noviny. Mr. Nečas told the newspaper he planned to put a stop to the practice since it went against the conflict of interests law. In recent years, deputies on supervisory boards made hundreds of thousands of crowns monthly on the side, arguing that the institution in question was a public rather than state institution, or that it was not a company but a fund. The Prime Minister said he had no intention of tolerating the practice in future. The head of the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, Ivan Hodač, is a hot candidate for the newly established post of State Secretary for European Affairs, the Daily Lidové Noviny wrote in its Friday edition. Although the Prime Minister has not officially confirmed the choice, the paper says the Civic Democrats coalition partners, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, were consulted about his candidacy. The State Secretary for EU Affairs is to be answerable directly to the Prime Minister, and the post will be filled by a Civic Democrat appointee. Mr. Hodač, who is 64, emigrated to Denmark after the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. He graduated from Copenhagen University, majoring in economics and political sciences. He speaks seven foreign languages. Pruhonice Park, located on the outskirts of Prague, is to be included in the UNESCO-protected Prague Town Reserve, according to a decision made at a recent meeting of the UNESCO Commission in Brazil. The Czech Culture Ministry and the park's management have welcomed the news, saying it would help protect and improve on one of Europe's largest landscape parks. Pruhonice, which covers more than 200 hectares, has a valuable collection of plants from all over the world. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.